This is the reading for October 9th. Ezekiel chapter 1. It was the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month of our captivity. I was by the Kibar River among the people who had been carried away as captives. The sky opened, and I saw visions of God. It was the 5th day of the month of the 5th year that King Jehoiakim had been a prisoner. The Lord spoke his word to Ezekiel, son of Buzi, in the land of the Babylonians by the Kibar River. There he felt the power of the Lord. When I looked, I saw a stormy wind coming from the north. There was a great cloud with a bright light around it and fire flashing out of it. Something that looked like glowing metal was in the center of the fire. Inside the cloud was what looked like four living creatures who were shaped like humans, but each of them had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight. Their feet were like a calf's hoofs and sparkled like polished bronze. The living creatures had human hands under their wings on their four sides. All four of them had faces and wings, and their wings touched each other. The living creatures did not turn when they moved, but each went straight ahead. Their faces looked like this. Each living creature had a human face, and the face of a lion on the right side, and the face of an ox on the left side. And each one also had the face of an eagle. That was what their faces looked like. Their wings were spread out above. Each had two wings that touched one of the other living creatures, and two wings that covered its body. Each went straight ahead. Wherever the spirit would go, the living creatures would also go without turning. The living creatures looked like burning coals of fire or like torches. Fire went back and forth among the living creatures. It was bright, and lightning flashed from it. The living creatures ran back and forth like bolts of lightning. Now, as I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel on the ground by each of the living creatures with its four faces. The wheels and the way they were made were like this. They looked like sparkling chrysolite. All four of them looked the same, like one wheel crossways inside another wheel. When they moved, they went in any one of the four directions without turning as they went. The rims of the wheels were high and frightening and were full of eyes all around. When the living creatures moved, the wheels moved beside them. When the living creatures were lifted up from the ground, the wheels also were lifted up. Wherever the spirit would go, the living creatures would go, and the wheels were lifted up beside them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When the living creatures moved, the wheels moved. When the living creatures stopped, the wheels stopped. And when the living creatures were lifted from the ground, the wheels were lifted beside them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Now over the heads of the living creatures was something like a dome that sparkled like ice and was frightening. And under the dome, the wings of the living creatures were stretched out straight toward one another. Each living creature also had two wings covering its body. I heard the sound of their wings like the roaring sound of the sea as they moved. It was like the voice of God Almighty, a roaring sound like a noisy army. When the living creatures stopped, they lowered their wings. A voice came from above the dome over the heads of the living creatures. When the living creatures stopped, they lowered their wings. Now above the dome, there was something that looked like a throne. It looked like a sapphire gem. And on the throne was a shape like a human. Then I noticed that from the waist up, the shape looked like glowing metal with fire inside. From the waist down, it looked like fire, and a bright light was all around. The surrounding glow looked like the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day. It seemed to look like the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I bowed face down on the ground and heard a voice speaking. Ezekiel chapter 2. He said to me, "Human, stand up on your feet so I may speak with you." While he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and put me on my feet. Then I heard the Lord speaking to me. He said, "Human, I am sending you to the people of Israel. That nation has turned against me and broken away from me. They and their ancestors have sinned against me until this very day. I am sending you to people who are stubborn and who do not obey. You will say to them, "This is what the Lord God says." They may listen or they may not, since they are a people who have turned against me. But they will know that a prophet has been among them. You, human, don't be afraid of the people or their words, even though they may be like thorny branches and stickers all around you. And though you may feel like you live with poisonous insects, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of their words or their looks, because they are a people who turn against me. But speak my words to them. They may listen or they may not, because they turn against me. But you, human, listen to what I say to you. Don't turn against me as those people do. Open your mouth and eat what I am giving you. Then I looked and saw a hand stretched out to me, and a scroll was in it. He opened the scroll in front of me. Funeral songs, sad writings, and words about troubles were written on the front and back.